Journey fired bass player Ross Valerie and drummer Steve Smith. They were accused of launching an ill-conceived corporate coup d'etat, according to a court document by the lawyer representing Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain, which is odd because those two don't get along either. Valerie and Smith attempted to gain control of Nightmare Productions, a band business that they believed held the rights to the group's name. The document says defendants Smith and Valerie were members of Journey at various times during the band's history. Collectively, they only have a few song credits on Journey albums. Nevertheless, they were compensated generously for many years. They hope that by taking over Nightmare Productions, they can hold the Journey name hostage and set themselves up with a guaranteed income stream after they stop performing. Those two getting fired must have been a little deja vu-ish. Because 35 years ago, they got fired. The same two guys. Steve Perry did it then. He was unhappy with the way it was going in the studio. So he, Neil Sean, and Jonathan Cain recorded a bunch of stuff and just put drum machine beats and bass parts in. Then they came back, and Valerie and Smith were isolated. But they wanted to keep the band the same. But then Steve Perry said the band couldn't play him. So we tried to figure out where the weak link was. It turned out to be the rhythm section. So Steve Perry fired Valerie and Smith. At that point, the band was hugely successful, Valerie said, and egos swell. So Steve Smith and I left. Wait a minute. Got fired? Quit? There's always that problem, isn't there? Mick Jagger explained why he stopped taking acting roles for nearly 20 years. Even though he was in a dozen movies in the late 60s. Well, it was due to a combination, this is what he says, a combination of laziness and not getting a decent script. Really? Have you seen your movies? Think it had a little more to do with your acting.